Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the last hour, third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online. And that will bring up everything you need to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look, go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And excuse me. Gosh, feels good sending all the love and light around the planet. We'll get back to our worm discussion. But right now, we've got caller on the line. And I just have to say, now, David, you typed in Carolyn in Manchester, and I don't know, is it my memory or stuff, but I'm thinking Carol feels more right to me than Carolyn, but I'm not sure. Anyway, Carol or Carolyn in Manchester, Natasha Venter is here, I'm here, and you are live with us on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, this is Carol.
I thought it's Carol, not Carolyn, right?
Right.
All right, time out for a minute while we slap David around.
Okay.
David, it's Carol. Now, but hey, now everybody, I'm giving myself a little credit and my memory that, you know, can be flaky, but how about that? I knew it was Carol, not Carolyn. I said Carolyn and Manchester, like, that's not right. That's not right. Anyway, so I remember who you are, Carol.
Okay, good.
Anyway, you're live with me and Natasha. What can we help you with?
Okay, great. Well, first I want to thank both of you for doing all the wonderful work that you do, Martha and Natasha, okay?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay, so my thing is, last night, a couple nights ago, I was sitting here in the living room with my cat sitting next to me. He was sleeping. It was around 11-ish at night, and I had dozed off for a couple seconds, and when I woke up, I saw a large, I have one cat, but there was another cat that appeared. it was walking beside me, and it was walking toward the bathroom, which is straight ahead of
so
where
you're
I was
in your
sitting.
House and maybe what in a chair or something and your kitty
yeah,
is
sitting,
with you
on the sofa and watching
and what's
TV.
Your cat's name by the way
my cat's name oh mm-hmm. Caillou
so Caillou is your kitty and Caillou is with you
yeah
and you've dozed off
yeah
so you're saying you saw another cat in the house with you
yes.
And did you see it while you were, like, in that half-awake, half-sleep state, and you're seeing it in your dream type thing? Or
you wake up
and you see a cat?
Yeah, I was wide awake. I was looking at the television. And
okay.
Then suddenly, to my left side, this large cat, it was a pretty big cat, long hair, like dark color, dark brown or blackish color cat. It just was meandering alongside of me and kept walking straight ahead, and then it, like, disappeared. And I thought, okay, I know I'm awake, and I know I saw that.
Okay, so you weren't dozing off, and you weren't in that sleep-wake state. You had were awake. Your eyes are open. Now, did you see it in your peripheral vision, like out
no.
of the corner of your eye, or did you turn your head and actually look at it?
No, it just came by me, and I just stared at it. It just kept walking by my left side, and it just kept walking straight ahead toward the restroom in the back.
And obviously you didn't recognize this cat?
No, because I didn't see the front of it, just the side, that side of it that was facing me. It was a rather large cat. Maybe
like
one of the cats I had.
Well, all I can say, Carol, is that I've exhausted everything that I can do to help with this call and get the details. So now it's beyond my pay grade, and we got to have Natasha. Natasha, what the heck's going on at Carol's house? And who's this cat wandering through? And what the heck's going on?
It kind of has a feeling like not necessarily a Mancoon, but kind of in that coloring and fur, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just going to tell you that you just walked through the dimensional shift that is happening on this planet.
Oh. Well, what does that mean?
That is what is happening. In other words, we are these animals, these energies, these spirit energies, right?
Uh-huh.
Are with us all the time like that. But we are now able to start witnessing them and seeing
okay.
them.
Well, you're so is this a cat that's been in Carol's life before, a cat that's coming into her life later, or I mean, what's this? What?
No, I get the because you haven't lived in this place for a long. I mean, your whole life, right? So, no. So this animal, I feel like, has been in this house before, but not with her.
Okay. So the cat is familiar with the property and has been in the house, but not with Carol. So Carol's just hanging out in this house, but energetically, the cat lived there before, and the cat, for whatever reason, is still cruising through the house from time to time.
Exactly.
And so this is some kind of breakthrough for Carol that she's getting in tune with these ability. Oh God, that reminds me of what I got to talk to you about, and I forgot to write down. Thank you. Okay, I got to write it down here. Go ahead and talk, Natasha, because I got to write down what I need to talk to you about.
So, with that we are coming into this dimensional shift, and this is the language that I'm using. Some people have used the veil is thinning. Some people have used, you know, that but this is the thing that's happening is that we, as humans, are going to start seeing. We're going to start seeing like the star beings are going to uncloak closer to the planet.
All right. So you're saying experiences like what Carol had with this cat are going to become more and more frequent for more and more people. And there's nothing wrong with you. The veil
you're
is
not
just
crazy.
Kind of, yeah, this is where we're going. This is how the vibration is raising and how we're going.
You're not crazy. The thing that's happening to you, my dear, right now is your brain is trying to say, oh my God, what am, you know, it's like your brain, it's like, I'm lucky my brain just goes, oh, okay. But a lot of people, their brain doesn't just go, oh, okay. They go,
it says,
what
WTF.
The hell, right?
WTF.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so with that's where your brain and the universe is going to start putting us in things like this to help our brains align with the new energies that we're going to be seeing. This planet is one of the last planets that we are not in this multidimensional visionary seeing, feeling, knowing about. We have been very focused in one 3D reality, right? So now this planet has at other times, and I'm not going to get into the bigger picture of this, but you know, it's like, so right now, we as a human race in the 3D body are starting to be able to negotiate and see things that I've been seeing for my lifetime, right? So it's like, you know, we're in the midst of a lot of things that are happening. So if anybody sees something out of the corner of their eye, in reality, in front of their eyes, or they just get this feeling like something walked behind them, you're not going crazy. But the thing is, we have to say is like, okay, are you here for my greater good? If you're not, bye, see you later, right? So remembering that we can have boundaries around these things. Now, this cat, I feel like, has been a protector of the property for a long time. It is, and your cat has just acknowledged that this is just part of the household, right? So
okay.
Not freaked out about it. You can tell the cats that say, this is not a good thing in my house. You need to get out. So if your cat starts saying hiss, 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 then say, you know, even if you don't see it, just say, you know, okay, something's here. If you're not here for my greater good, you need to leave right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my cat was just laying there still asleep. Apparently, he didn't even know what was going on. And it's weird because last summer I had a vision. I saw a lady coming out of my bathroom, and she went around the corner into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
So this isn't the first time you've
seen
stuff.
Well, you know, it doesn't bug me. It's just like, okay, well, that's what happened. I don't need to see a psychiatrist.
No. And sometimes those are the time loops. Like, I grew up in a house with time loops like that. We had people in the, like, that were dressed in, like, the 1800s, you know, that kind of thing that would be in our house. And, oh, my gosh, my house was, it was so loud with whispers and
stories.
Oh,
do you guys watch the TV show Ghosts?
Not anymore.
It's a half hour show. And it's a couple, Natasha, that inherit an old, big, huge mansion thing, and they decide to turn it into a bed and breakfast. Well, it's inhabited by all kinds of ghosts, and which we can see as the audience. And the wife falls down the stairs, has an accident, and it allows her to see the ghosts and talk to them.
Mm.
And I have to tell you, this show is so well done, and all the ghosts are dressed up in their periodical, you know, costumes and all of that, and the sense of humor, it's just hysterical. And anyway, it's really, really good. If you, I think it's on CBS, but it, you know, it's a once a week show, half hour. You know, go watch Ghosts if you want to see something really entertaining that has kind of like this sort of thing you're talking about. So maybe that woman that came out of the bathroom, Natasha, would that be someone else that maybe you know had lived in that house before, Carol's time and so forth? And
Yes. And that's that whole energy field. Like for me, the house that I live in now, well, that I've cleaned out a lot of that stuff because I just don't want the busyness of that reality. But the house I grew up in, it was so busy and there was so much energy because I grew up in a household with a portal. And a portal is where the energy is kind of opened up in the planet and then it allows a lot of energies coming up. But I've closed a lot of the portals in my house now, so I don't have that traffic, I'm going to call it, of spirit. But so with that I'm so glad you think that you're not going crazy.
I have a portal on my property, but it's on my property. It's not in my house.
Yeah, I moved here in 2000. I've been here for 26 years, and this house is 105 years old. So who knows what happened?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's not
that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's not always the house; it's the property, right?
Yeah.
Let's say if the house was built on a place, that's why we have a lot of housing complexes that were put on property that the natives, the First Nations, that they had major things going on, you know, like it might have been a hub of great communication or where a tribe was or something like that. And they're finding that there's a lot of activity and it's not a fun, it could be not a fun place unless you align yourself with the energies of that tribe or that knowing. And so with that we're in the midst of a lot of things that are happening and we're waking up and it's time to say, okay, here it is. You know, I'm open. My mind be open to some things I can't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Carol, anything else or are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm just waiting to see what happens next.
So is it safe to say, Natasha, that there will be more experiences to come?
I think so. Yeah. But remember the statement, though. You need to have boundaries. If it doesn't feel right to you, tell it to leave. Boundaries.
Right.
We need to have boundaries with the spirit world. You know, and it's not, and you hear my voice, it doesn't have fear in it. It has, no, not in my house. You know, it's that tough mom, moment, right?
So everybody that's listening to this, if you have experiences like that, you know, that Carol has sort of thing, if you're not comfortable with it, tell it to leave. Remember, you're in charge. You know, you go into fear and worry and all that, you just invite problems. So
exactly.
Pull up your big girl, big boy pants and tell it to go.
I surround
all right, Carol.
And I surround myself with Reiki in my house and property too every
Good.
Day. So that helps.
It does.
Oh,
it does.
And I think you said, Natasha, when you're talking about these things changing and veils raising and that sort of thing and us seeing and hearing more, I think you've mentioned that our relationships with the animal world and other living beings is changing
Shifting
and evolving and
changing.
Going to get stronger. I've got a story about that I need to ask you about, or I want to tell you about and see if that's what's going on. But Carol, are you're good for this call?
Oh, I'm very good. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for being a visitor.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So let us, why don't we stay exactly on time and let's get our advertisers taken care of. And then I have a follow-up on the worms. And then I've got the thing that I had totally forgotten to write down that I wanted to talk to Natasha about because I haven't said anything about it for anyway. That's what we'll do. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. She's here the second Sunday of every month and works with us human animals to work through emotional or behavioral or physical issues. You can work with her in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. Or you can work with her over the phone or on Zoom remotely like she does on the radio second Sunday of every month. She continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. If she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. You can still get a free session, but it's for just new clients in person or remotely off the air. So if you would like a free session with Linda, first of all, can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her at this number for a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. 841-1992. And of course, remember me and behavior therapist, dog trainer. And I normally am working with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. But business is pretty flaky right now. And I would love your help in passing out the word that, boy, I can handle things quickly. Usually I have to see people once. I give you free unlimited phone follow-up after I've seen you. And I know I charge less than anybody else, and the amount you pay me for the one session is much less than most trainers require in terms of lessons and taking a long time to get there. So write down my number and tell anybody. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, then. I think we are caught up there. And now we've got to get to current events in this hour before we run out of time. Anybody else? Well, let's see. We are going back to the phones here before we do anything else, because that always takes priority. And I know the gal who's Vera was very diligent last week, and she tried calling and email. The email address wouldn't even work for her, let alone the phones last
week. Wow.
Right? I mean, yeah, our Animal World Live at Hotmail. And she emailed me and showed me she was emailing the right direct. None of her emails came through. We got emails from other callers, you know, and other listeners, but Monica's didn't go through, and she couldn't get through on the phone either. So let's find out how she's doing. We're heading down to Mount Shasta. And Monica, welcome back to Animal World.
Yeah, I felt like I was in a black hole there.
Yeah, I was amazed that the email address didn't even work for you.
So, yeah, that's okay. Figure. I just accepted it. It was like, all right, that's the way it is today.
Well, but I appreciate you trying.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. I wanted to say congratulations.
That's what we're
huge.
Supposed to be doing, right, Natasha?
Oh,
just accept it. Okay.
Accept it, but be proactive. Now, am I sure I'm doing the right email? Am I sure that I'm making the phone right phone number? If not, I'll get my answer or whatever I'm needing to work through in a moment later. Right.
Okay, well, it looks like you want a reading with Natasha. So what would you like to know, Monica?
Well, nothing specific. You guys were talking about portals, and I did have a portal experience on Mount Shasta, which, you know, so what I'd be curious at what Natasha thinks about that one. I didn't find that it was a friendly feeling. And
well, what were the circumstances when you had this experience?
Well, I was on hiking on the sort of the south side of the mountain, and I stopped to eat lunch, and then this black hole caught my eye, and so I looked at it through this telephoto lens camera, and I felt like there was a presence in there, and then it was like there were. And then when I walked past it, my camera wouldn't work. Then when I went past where it was on the trail, my camera started working. And so I've been back there a few times, but I wanted to say it was scary. I took a picture of it from a big distance, but
now you said you've been there a few times. When you went back to that area again, did you see the same energy?
Yes, but I don't go close to it because it's not right on the trail, but I always look
at it. You don't feel good about it, so you kind of stay away, but it's been there every time you've gone through there.
Yes, it is there, and it's a giant boulder with a big black room in it. I mean, that's what it looked like, because you can see the sun shining back, you know, but I whenever I hike up there, I always say, you know, don't scare me. Don't show me anything I don't want to see.
Well, the only thing I would say about that is that just know that most of the communication, the telepathic stuff, happens in the right brain. The right brain doesn't accept negatives. And I would rephrase that.
I was just thinking.
Oh, were you thinking that, Natasha? You know, don't. Yeah. No, that's the part I can contribute, is don't say don't do that, because in the right brain, you're saying do that.
Oh, okay.
So, right. In other words, like if we were with your, say, you have a dog, and you don't want to say, don't pee in the house or don't pee mm-hmm. on the carpet, because mm-hmm. in their mind, they get pee in the house, pee on the carpet. So what you say mm-hmm. is, hold it in the house, pee outside. Okay? So you'd want to say what to do, not what to do, and that's the extent of what I can help in this situation. So, Natasha, what's this black hole in this rock and on Mount Shasta? What's that all about?
Yeah, so the language that you could probably use is, I'm free from any negative things happening to me.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I like that just, one. Okay.
Just affirm that.
Yeah, I'm free from any negative things happening to me. I am done with that story, right?
Yeah,
I'm free from it. I'm done with it. Yeah. So you know what Shasta represents, right?
Not 100%, no.
It is a huge, and that is not even, there was no word that can put this, portal mm-hmm. for star beings and uh-huh. any other negotiation of cosmic reality. It's like I just talked to the last, person who called in, it's like those portals are shifting up. And so when we're, you see these videos of these weird things that are crawling out of, bushes and, things mm-hmm. that are walking on all fours and standing up, some of them are AI, but then there's a lot that aren't. And mm-hmm. that's what I'm getting is that I'm not getting that it was like a Bigfoot, but it was something in another scenario of, dimension reality. And it was telling you. That I don't get that it was dark, but I got that it was not of your knowing. And so it put off that dark energy to keep you out.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah, it's not for you to know anything about that right now. That is mm-hmm. that would even be beyond me. Does that make sense?
Well, both times I've been around it, and not that close either. I mean, it's a good 75 feet away. That rock, I mean, both mm-hmm. my iPhone stopped working. I couldn't take any photographs. And my Nikon, they both won't work. And then 50 feet away, they work again.
Yep, exactly. So that's the frequency, and everything is about frequency, right? That's that, or a word like that, that's the word that's coming to my knowings right now, but that frequency. And when you're talking about something that is in that form of another dimension reality, mm-hmm. that it short circuits our simplistic electronic system.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, right.
Okay, so you're walking by something that was from another reality of mm-hmm. our brains knowing, and it is at a frequency that is not in alignment with our planet yet.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really interesting, yeah.
And I'm going to say that it's not necessarily it's not necessarily evil, like dark, bad. Yeah. But it's
good.
Of darkness that represents, it's part. Okay, so I can't go where I'm going, but just know that you're doing the right thing by following your truth and knowing mm-hmm. that when you walk by there, just go, okay, I understand what it is. I don't need to understand what it is.
And I think some people get themselves in trouble when have an experience like Monica, and you can feel it doesn't feel right, doesn't feel good. And so she's staying mm-hmm. away.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes some people say, oh, I want to know what that, and they go further into it. That's where you make the mistake. And so if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And it sounds like, Monica, you respect it. You know it's there, but you stay away. And that's the proper thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay.
Because some of our human bodies aren't ready for the vibration that is in that type of situation. There's some mm-hmm. of us that are at a vibration that we can handle and know the skills to negotiate something like that. Like if I walked up to it, because of who I am and what I know and who I work with, I might be able to get a different read on what that is, and he might communicate differently with me than he did with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you protecting your vibration was a healthy thing for you, because you don't want something negative to attach to you, either mentally, physically, spiritually, or knowingly.
Well,
because you can get that sneaky thing that kind of says, oh, I walked by something dark. Oh, what's attached to me, right? You can kind of get into that mindset, because what we think is going to happen, right?
Yeah. Well,
so good job.
I did notice that it doesn't detect, you know, like a telephoto lens. It must have detected me because I was so far away from it when I initially saw it. But I was attracted to that rock all of a sudden while I was eating, and then I couldn't take my eyes off it. So, but I was able to take a picture from that far away. It didn't have the same effect.
No, and I get that because it's the there's a radius of of impact. There's a radius of impact. And so when you take a picture, but your picture probably didn't show what you saw when you got up closer because of the filter that was on that rock.
Probably. I did look at it on my computer, and you can see that it looks like a room, like you would enter into a room.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is, and that's the thing is that that you're going to be able to see things from afar, but when you get up closer to that frequency, it's going to say, not in my house.
Yeah, right.
Not in my house.
That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
So
I mean, this was a couple of years ago, and it's on the south side of the mountain, which is what is it called? You know, when it's wilderness designation. So it's, anything can be back there, really.
Well, exactly. Interesting to hear. And Monica, I'm so glad you took the time to call in. And are you good now with the information?
Yes, I think it's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, we are moving on.
Okay.
Thank you thank you for calling, and thank you for all your tries last week. Appreciate it.
You look fine.
All right. God bless. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We got to take care of advertisers, but before we do that, because we're going to have to get going on overdrive here, because I got a great stories I've got to ask you about current events. But following up with the worm, I did go get this book, The Animal Wise, which is the other Ted Andrews book. Nothing specifically about worms, but it said the worm dance. I said, what the hell is that? Have you heard of, listen to this. The worm dance. Some birds have a way of tricking worms to the surface by tapping or pecking at the ground. If the soil is damp, you can entice worms to the surface by performing the worm dance. Gently stamp your feet, making sure you don't keep moving them or you might tread on the worms. Continue for about 5 minutes until the worms start popping up. Well, isn't that interesting? Now, I remember learning one of the things I've learned about worms recently, or about robins recently, I didn't know. You know how robins will be on the grass, and then they stop and tip their head? And then they run, they stop, and they tip their head, and then they peck and get a worm. Well, I always thought they were turning their ear to the ground and listening. Not what they're doing. They're looking. Because the way their eyes are set, they can't look down. They have to turn their head because then the eye can see the worm. So they aren't hearing the worm. They're seeing it. But they're often walking around and tapping their little feet. I didn't know they're doing a worm dance. I'm going to have to observe these robins more often. But does that make sense to you, Natasha?
Oh, it totally does. And I've got videos on my YouTube channel about the worm situation. But that I'm going to add that in a little bit, because there's something about how, the predator. Because I noticed that the worms were very like primal, you know, because like they really wanted to get out of my hand. They wanted to, they literally towards the end when they were in a safer place, that I told them they were in a safe place, they leaped out of my hand, you know, to get down to the earth again. So it was kind of interesting how the primalness of a worm can really support our journey in our world. So,
well,
gotta
I'm
go.
Quite interested that there's energy and intelligence in all things. So, anyway,
messages.
All right, we're gonna stand together. We're gonna take care of advertisers. We'll come back, and then I gotta ask Natasha about this experiences that I had recently, and all of that, and get current defense done. So, I think that's about all we'll have time for. But so stay right where you are, and Animal World continues. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But we heard again from our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give Jude a call and chat with you. She can work with you in person. I'd highly recommend you go in person if you can. It's just an incredible experience. But you can also work with you remotely. The number to call is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, we heard from Natasha. And you can check out Natasha at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. And you've got a YouTube channel, Natasha, and that's Natasha Venter and the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. So Natasha IC, that will get you to her YouTube channel. And you continue to do your podcast every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Is that true?
Yes, I just had Regan Forston on last Wednesday, and we talked about staying calm in the energies that we're in, and staying out of that scarcity moment, because staying calm and scarcity are kind of in that same same kind of package. And so it was a good show. I was so grateful for that.
And you got a lot of other stuff on the YouTube channel can listen to for stuff and whatever they need. And then you're also
More videos on worms.
Okay. And then you're available for private readings. And can people book you for readings on your website, or do they have
definitely
to call? Okay, so you can book an appointment on the website, or they can just call you?
They can. Yes.
360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
And next week I will be down at Kent Commons and doing a fair Friday and or on Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday at noon, I will be talking about why are we here, the soul's walk coming into this planet, and as we leave. So it'll be a very quick hour conversation at noon on Sunday about what is the journey of our soul as we're coming in and then going out. And it's about the contracts. I'm going to be focusing a little bit on the contracts we may come in with. Do we have contracts and that kind of thing? So I'm excited about that.
Cool. So that's next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday?
Next Saturday and Sunday.
Kent Commons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Sounds great.
Everything is on my website. All that information.
I was just going to ask you if that information's on your website. Okay. So intuitiveclarifications.com for more information about where Natasha will be next weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now before we get to current events, I got to ask you about this, because I know you said that communication and stuff with animals was going to, you know, all get more dramatic and all that sort of stuff. So I got to take you back to my beginning. This has to do with moths and butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And my major experience with moths started when I bought this house, which has been at least 15 years ago, maybe a bit more than that now. I mean, I'm always shocked when I found it. Anyway, I bought the house. It was purchased, hadn't moved in yet. And me and my real estate agent, who is my friend Marie from high school, you know, is my real estate gal, we were out here at this property. The house was empty. Everything was open. And it was our meeting with the owner, you know, for the walkthrough. Okay, so we're with the owner of the house. We're walking through and did the inside. And we're now walking the property, and we go way to the back of the property, up on the terrace where my fountain is. And we went up there, and because he's telling me about the fountain and what you have to do to maintain all of this, and I look at the fountain, and down floating is a little teeny white moth in the water. And so I said, "Just a minute, I have to deal with this." And so I scooped up the little moth. And I had my hands, I did some Reiki, I said some prayers, and put a light pyramid about it. And then I stuck so it could crawl onto a leaf, you know, of a tree, you know, there. And I blessed it, and then we went on. So we walked around the yard, we came back in, then we were around at the front of the house and went into the garage. And the garage was wide open, back door, and then the big front doors of the garage. And the garage was completely empty. We're standing in the middle of the garage, kind of in a circle. Me, my friend Marie, and then the guy that owned the house. And we're just talking. Well, all of a sudden, this little white moth flies in the back door of the garage, flies in, circles the three of us around and around, comes down into the center of us, and then makes a beeline and lands right on my heart. And I'm just looking, and my friend Marie goes, "Oh my God, is that the moth you saved from the fountain?" And I was like, "Well, apparently so, as it's saying thank you." Okay, and then off it went. So I just thought of it. Okay. All right. So this was like 2 weeks ago now. I'm here, you know, Cindy from Salton. It's before she comes over. Like the day before she comes over, it's a pretty nice day. I'm out in the yard and I'm sitting in my swing. One of the things I enjoy since I moved in out here is the first time I ever met them, I get these in the spring, little teeny, I call them lavender blue moths. They're very small, and they're a lavender blue color, and they stay on the grass and flit around the grass. Anyway, they're so beautiful. The color's so beautiful. I just love them. All right, so I sit down on my swing, and I'm sitting there, and I see the first lavender blue moth of the season out in the grass. And I just say to myself, or I might have said it out loud, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I love you so much." The instant I did that, this moth flies up, makes a beeline straight towards me, lands on my heart. And I'm like, what? Okay. All right. So that was recent experience number one.
I love it.
All right. Now, I see them all the time and many more of them now I'm seeing, but they don't come in later. All right. Now, the next day, Cindy comes out and she's helping me, you know, cut sword ferns and stuff. Anyway, we're out in the back. We're working and she's cutting on some sword ferns and I'm standing there and talking to her. And she's telling me about she's having this weird experience. Oh, she says she needs me to go look up and tell her what gypsy moths are and what they look like because she's afraid she might have gypsy moths, you know, which are intruders and not good and stuff. And she said, it's like hundreds of them, swarms of these. They're orange and black. And I don't know if they're gypsy moths. And so I said, orange and black, that sounds like a butterfly to me. You know, because you think of the monarch butterflies that are orange and smaller than that, but maybe a couple of inches. But anyway, so she was talking about all these orange and black moths or butterflies, and there's swarms of them all over her property. And so she's telling me, and so I'm thinking, I don't think that's a gypsy moth. Sounds like a butterfly to me, but we need to know what that is. And so we're just having, all of a sudden, here comes this thing flying in. Never seen one before. It's an orange and black butterfly. And it flies right around in between. It's just a circle flying in front of it. And there haven't been any butterflies here yet. It's too early, all that stuff. All I got is these little mouths. But as soon as we say, we need to know what this is, here comes this butterfly. And it's orange and it's black. And Cindy says, that's what I'm seeing. So, of course, I came in and found out that gypsy moths aren't orange and black, that they're white and, you know, got a description. And then I looked up these butterflies. And so I was able to say, but isn't that all we're just talking about them. I ask that we need to know what they are. And boom, one shows up. It isn't even the appropriate time. So is this what you're talking about things?
Stronger communication and how connection? And this is what the universe is working with us. If we believe, and that's the thing, is if we believe in the surrender, trust, and acceptance. So you surrendered to the conversation. You accepted that you were going to have to go look it up somewhere. And you trusted that the moment, but you were proactive. And the universe was able to be proactive with you in engaging with you. So this is that dimensional shift that things have always been there like this. But now we're able to say, oh, I can see that you're here with me. So as much as there's darkness and evil, and I've been trying to say so much in the box of what you want on this show, but we're walking into this
weird
huge
stuff.
Dimensional shift of darkness to light. But if we stay in the light, stay in the love, stay in the compassion, stay in the vibration of acceptance, and my love goes to everybody who is walking through this darkness right now, that if we do that, the universe is going to be here and it's going to give us some answers. It didn't give you the full answer, but you the answer to, so that you in your knowing can negotiate it. So love can heal. Being surrender, trust, and accept, but yet being proactive is so vital right now. Universe is talking to us. It's about being there.
So pay attention, folks, and don't be surprised. You start asking stuff, you're getting answers right away.
So
and,
in other words, know,
especially with animals and insects, birds, all that sort of stuff. All right,
be
before we
what
run
you're
out of time,
of.
I got to do a little current events here. And let's see, I'm just going to cruise right through this really quickly. A lot of stuff going on at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park. That's South Everett. The Swamp Lantern Festival is on. We learned, you guys know, and David knows what a swamp lantern is now, don't you? You should remember from last week. Skunk cabbage, you guys, is blooming at the Northwest Stream Center. So if you want to see the beautiful Swamp Lantern Festival, that's what they call the skunk cabbage, you can call the Northwest Stream Center and come up and walk the walk, and it's really great. And then, let's see, Sunday, April 26th, there will be, for Earth Expressions Climate Circle and Guided Meditation, Sunday, April, that's next Sunday, April 26th, 3 to 6 p.m., Earth Day Gathering to Mature and Sustain Self-Care and Stewardship. Then on May 2nd at 1 p.m., that's a Saturday, presentation Monet, Me, and Mallards. That's by wildlife photographer Gregory A. Green. So that ought to be a really great experience. And then Saturday, May 19th, there's going to be a history and stewardship about Penny Creek. So if you're interested in Penny Creek, that'll be Saturday, May 19th. Foraging for Wild Edible Plants with Alderleaf Wilderness College. That sounds like fun. Saturday, May 30th, you want to learn what you can eat out there. Let's see. And then on Saturday, June 14th, Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. And that's Saturday, June 14th, 2 p.m. And that day also, the Summer Solstice Market will be open 10 to 3 p.m. at the Northwest Dream Center. And you can check them out at streamkeeper.org is the website. You can call them for information or reservations for any of the events at 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. All righty, Positive Alliance. Hey, I got some Bark in the Park dates here, and this is for real Bark in Park, the Mariners. Positive Alliance will be at these games offering free custom pet ID tags. So Monday, May 18th, and that's at we play Chicago White Sox. Monday, June 29th, Los Angeles Angels. Tuesday, August 4th, Detroit Tigers. So those are all the Bark in the Parks, and Positive Alliance will be there. You can get a free custom ID tag. Seattle Humane's registering for summer camp 2026 for kids, so you can check that out. Tuxes and Tails on May 16th is sold out. Let's see, Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Clinic has got an event coming up in June. Sips and Snips at the Muvies. That sounds like fun. June 6th at 5:30 at Brightwater Center in Woodinville. Featuring the internationally acclaimed Cat Video Fest, limited tickets available, and they are on sale until April 30th. All right, Fine Wines and Felines, Purdy in Big Pink Hair and Bigger Hearts. The annual fundraiser for Meow is scheduled for Saturday, June 27th at 5:30. Let's see, and the auction online will be June 15th through the 28th. And I guess that covers current events, except to say that next week it's the last Sunday of the month, so that means encore show. You can hear our last healing show, an energy balancing show with Linda Rasmussen. And then I'll be back live in 2 weeks for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So that's kind of it. And gosh, Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you for being allowing here. Me to have a voice. And I was trying so hard.
You did real well.
You know, our world is going into this big shift, and it's like it's on many levels. And
well, sounds like we're going to be talking about it every month, most likely, and more stuff. So people should know that this is the place where you can call and find out about how come your life is so weird and stuff's feeling it. Well, Natasha can kind of help ground you and help you understand what's going on. And so do check her out, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. And gosh, David, thank you for keeping the ship afloat and all that good stuff. And how cool is it that the phone lines worked? So that's great. Now, do you know when you're back with us again?
The same time you are, in 2 weeks, because there's another, I looked at the schedule, there's another home game in 2 weeks.
Well, for crying out loud, so that means I'm never going to see Nathan again, huh?
You'll see him after that one.
Okay. Well, all right. So next week, Encore, and then the following week, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, but David will be back. So let's just make sure the phones are working. Okay. Oh, yeah. And the call-in number, because I'll have to alert all interviews. All righty. Anyway, that's it for us, guys. Enjoy the day and the warm weather, and be good to your animal friends. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. We'll talk to you again next week, and go Mariners.